Okay, welcome to all the Chevra. I'm not going to make the jokes that Binyamin made yesterday. It was really Shino, it was Yerusha from Eli Rosenberg for the Chevra that know you guys are Kotel guys, but the Shalvim Chevra knows Kloyz. He used to make those jokes, more Makoro sheets for everyone here, the two guys, so welcome. So today we're going to be starting with the Sugya of Mitzvah HaBava Aveir L'Achir Shekaneh. So as is beautifully written on my board in very small print. So we're going to start off with two Gemaras. Steering Gemaras within Shitas of Yochanan. So the Gemara in Sukkah, we know, as we've learned all year, the Gemara in Sukkah is going to be talking about this comparison to Karbanos. So the Gemara talks about how a Karban, even after Shekaneh, through Yeyush, it's still, no matter what, it's not able to be fixed. So just like that, can't be fixed, even if you're Koneh, because of Mitzvah Baba Vera, so too, a Lulav that was stolen, even after it was Koneh, can't be fixed. So it seems to be from that Gemara very clearly that there is Kinyan B'Yeyush. But in this context of the Gemara, the Gemara's discussion was telling us that it's still not going to be able to rectify the issue of Mitzvah Baba Vera. Fine. Other Rishonim point out, however, that... We'll get there in a second. There's another Gemara, though. The Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara in Bava Kamma is talking about a scenario where, in general, we know when you steal an animal or you steal an object, you have to pay kefel. But when you shecht it or slaughter, or when you shecht it or sell it, you have to pay a concept called dalad vehe. You pay four or five times the amount. So the question the Gemara is dealing with there is, what happens in a scenario where I stole the animal, then the baal was misyayish, and then after the baal was misyayish, I slaughtered or sold it. So in Achlokas between Yish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, Yish Lakish says that you don't have to pay the four or five, and he says outright in the Gemara, because he was misyayish and therefore he was koneh. But Rav Yochanan says you're still chayv to pay. So the assumption being, based off the words of Yish Lakish, the assumption would be that Rav Yochanan himself would hold that the reason why you have to pay is because Yeish ain't koneh. So from the Gemara in Sukkah, which I forgot to mention before, was the Shitas of Yochanan. So we have a Shita in the Gemara in Sukkah that says very clearly, Yeish is koneh. And we have a Gemara in Bava Kamma that seems to be Rav Yochanan saying, Yeish ain't koneh. So obviously, as we mostly do when we have steers and gars, we're going to try to figure out how to rectify the stira. And Derech Chalal's Rebbe taught us this year, and I'm sure as many have heard before, that when you have a steering Gemara, a lot of times the Rishonim will end up picking a side and try to figure out how the other Gemara makes sense. So the first answer is actually going to not be doing either of those. The first answer is really just a technical answer of the Baal Mor, or a Baal Batish Pshat, that really the Gemara in Sukkah, when it says a quote of Rav Yochanan, it's not really Rav Yochanan, it's Rav Yochanan Mishum Rishu B'Yachai. So therefore, that's not really Shitas Rav Yochanan. Technically, if we were using our logic, it would be Shitas Rav Yochanan, would really be like the Gemara in Bava Kamma, that would say, Yizyeish Eino Koneh. Fine. Then we had Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, and that's going to be our Machlokas that's going to drive the rest of the Sugya. Rabbeinu Tam says that really we're going to say that Yeish is Koneh. So therefore, the Gemara in Sukkah is really, if we're using the Silber Lashon, the Gemara in Sukkah is the baseline for Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam would say that if you pay, so how does he get an answer up for the Gemara above a comment that says you still pay four or five according to Rav Yochanan? It must be for a different reason, which we learn from Gezeiras HaKosev, because the Pasuk says, Asher Gazal, you're going to pay four or five and that which you stole. So Eina Chanami, that now that which you stole, you might own, but what you stole is being shechted or slaughtered, and therefore, or sold, and therefore that's why you're paying four or five. The real ever is going to take it the other opposite side, and he's going to say that no. Really, the Gemara and Bava Kamma is our baseline, and therefore, Yeish Eino Koneh. Ah, so what does it mean, the Gemara in Sukkah, when it says Yeish is Koneh? It didn't mean Yeish L'chud, it meant Yeish plus a Shinoi. Yeish plus a Shinoi, that's what's going to cause a Kinyan, and therefore, that's how he views Shitas Rav Yochanan. So nafkamina that we have between Uri and Rabbeinu Tam is going to come up in the idea of Mitzvah Baba Veira in our context of Sukkah. Because the question is going to be, what happens in a scenario where some guy really had Yeish and a Shinoi? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not going to help. Why? Because he was holding our Gemara in Sukkah, you were Koneh with Yeish L'chud. So the Gemara still didn't get past the fact that Mitzvah Baba Veira. So the fact that you add in Shinoi, it might make it a better Kinyan, but it's still a Kinyan Stam. And therefore, it shouldn't have any reason to say that it's going to circumvent the issue of Mitzvah Baba Veira. But according to the Ri, the whole Gemara in Sukkah was saying that that's the point, that because Yeish alone is not a good enough Kinyan, therefore you can't get past the obstacle of Mitzvah Baba Veira because it's not your object. But once you're Koneh it, so it's no longer the thing that was the Aveira was done with. It's maybe a new object. We'll see some ways of understanding Shinoi soon. That's going to be later in the Sugya. But for the Ri, the fact is that Yeish alone can't be Koneh. Yeish plus a Shinoi makes the Kinyan, and the Kinyan is what gets you past Mitzvah Baba Veira. And that last detail is going to be very important for later. Fine. Continuing with this machlokas Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam, is there's another stira in a different figure in the Gemaras, and that's Ula. There's two Gemaras in Bava Kamma and in Gittin. One Gemara says in Bava Kamma that there's machlokas in general as to whether or not someone would have more yeyush when it comes to a ganef versus a gazlan. So the Rabbanan in that Gemara assume that a ganef is worse because he wouldn't know who stole it from him, and since he's not going to know who stole it from him, he's not going to be able to know who got it. But if it was a gazlan, he'll see who's took it from him. Yeah, at the time, maybe the gazlan was a bigger guy. He'll call the authorities, call the cops, and he'll beat up the guy, and he'll take his object back. But Rav Shimon argues the opposite, Svar. He says that no, really, a gazlan is going to have more yeish, because a gazlan, you know exactly who it is. You weren't able to stop him once. What makes you think you're going to stop him the second time? While a ganef, it's probably some wimpy guy. He was scared, so he went into your, you know, he pickpocketed you when you weren't looking. But if you find out who it is, the second you find out, you'll go get it. That was a nice discussion, but for our purposes, really the focus that we're thinking on is that the next step in the Gemara is that Ula goes and says that Bein Lefi, Rav Shimon, and Bein Lefi, the Rabbanon, in either scenario, they would both agree that if you know with certainty that the ganef or the gazlan, in either case, if the Baal had yeyush, automatically the ganef and the gazlan would be konet. So we see very clearly, according to this Gemara, that Ula says yeyush is konet. However, the Gemara in Gittin says that according to Ula, a stolen carbon is not mechaper because yeyush l'chud is not konet. As an aside point, which, you know, who knows, maybe, as Binyamin pointed out, there might be some extra credit questions. So maybe as an extra credit question, one of the things that might be... Yeah, exactly. I didn't write the Bechinas. I for sure didn't write the Bechinas. It's a big schluss to be able to be up here, but I'm not, you know, not at that level yet. But one of the extra credit questions we had a few times this year was there's a tekana of the Kohanim that in this scenario in Gittin, it's in a scenario where we knew for sure it was stolen carbon. If we were in Mesupach, whether or not this carbon was stolen, so we'd say it actually is Mechaper, because of the Kohanim Midrabanan, that we didn't want the Kohanim to have this Chalisha Sadas, they'd be bugging out every time they got a carbon, doing background checks and figuring out if it was stolen or not, and if they already gave the carbon and they found out after that it was stolen, they would be feeling so upset, how could we have given the stolen carbon on the Mizbeach? So we just say that no matter what, a stolen carbon, if it's a Suffolk, we say it's Mechaper. But in this scenario where we are with certainty that this was a stolen carbon, so we say it's not Mechaper, because Yeish alone is not Kona. So, side closed, coming back to our Sugya. So now that we have these theories and Gemaras, one which appears to say that Ula says that Yeish is not Kona, and one which appears to say that according to Ula, Yeish is Kona, how are we going to understand these two Gemaras? So if we go back to the Machlokas, the Re and the Rabbeinu Tam again, we can answer the same way we did before. How would the Rabbeinu Tam answer? So the Rabbeinu Tam would say as follows. Obviously, Yeish is Kona. And Dine Mammon is Shilas, if we're asking, hey, who owns this object? Of course he's going to be Kona. Where did he fall short? So the Rabbeinu Tam said, yeah, okay, in our Gemara and Sukkah, when we were dealing with the scenario of Mitzvah Baba Veira, so we said there, he's not going to be able to get you past Mitzvah Baba Veira. But for Dini Mammon's issues, of course he would. So if you apply that here as well, of course the Gemara and Bava Kamma, when dealing with the Ganef and the Gazlan, is going to say that you're going to be Kona. Ah, but when it came to the idea of a carbon, so when it said Yeish no Kona, it didn't mean Yeish is not Kona in the aspects of Dini Mammon's, it just meant it's not Mechaper because of the issue of Mitzvah Baba Veira. The Re would say that, again, the same logic he always says, that no, our baseline for the Re is that no, it's not Kona. But if you go into Gemara Bava Kamma, it says it is Kona, it just must have meant to be a case where it was Yeish plus a Shinoi. Because Yeish alone, of course, would not be Kona. Fine, so again, we're seeing this Machlokas Re and the Rabbeinu Tam. One more time, we're going to see a Gemara now, but now we're going to try to say who's right. Re or Rabbeinu Tam. So we have a proof, seemingly, for the Re from our Gemara in Sukkah, right after we talked about the Kavachomer from Pisach of the Karbanos, we bring up the story of the Avankrim. The Avankrim is an important story, as we're going to see it later on as well in the next Sugya, and I'm sure we've seen it before, and we're going to see it throughout all our Sugyas. But the Avankrim, as we know, is a story with Rav Huna, where he went to these middlemen, these merchants, these Jewish merchants, and he said that when you're getting the Hadassim from the Goyim who are selling you these Hadassim, you yourself should not go and cut the Hadassim, but you should rather let the Goyim cut it, because then there'll be a Shinoi, and then there'll be Yeish by the Bailim, and that will be able to circumvent your issues, seemingly of Lechem and Mitzvah Baba Veira. So what's the Hemshech of that? If you go back and think about it, he was saying that beforehand, if you did it yourself, it's not going to have Yeish, and there's not going to be able to be any Karkan Exelis on the land before. So you have to wait to cut the Adasim, and only then with the Shinoi, and then with the Yeish, that's when they're going to be able to circumvent the Mitzvah Baba Veira. But if we remember from our Nafkamim community between the Re and the Rabbeinu Tam, we said that for the Rabbeinu Tam, it's never going to be able to circumvent the issue of Mitzvah Baba Veira. We said that his issue had nothing to do with Kinyanim. Yeish alone was Kona. So the fact that he threw in a Shinoi wouldn't be any better for our Gemara and Sukkah. So, but according to this Gemara, it seems very clear that if you have both, Yeish and a Shinoi, it would be able to circumvent the issue of mitzvah of baba veira. So we have two responses for the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Baal Maor gives again another pretty balabatish pshat, seemingly, which is that the Gemara never explicitly said here it's circumventing mitzvah of baba veira. We assume it's a mitzvah of baba veira. It's for sure preventing lechem, but so you can easily get away with the discussion of the nafkamina with mitzvah of baba veira. Fine. The other way to answer for the Rabbeinu Tam is that no, in a chanami, when we're talking with stam kinyanim, so a stam kinyan would never be able to circumvent the issue of mitzvah baba veira. Ah, add in the din of shinoi, so shinoi is a whole sugya altogether. A shinoi, it's possible to say that in that type of scenario, we would be able to be get you past mitzvah baba veira. But now, for the rest of the sugya, we're going to have to analyze how that could be possible. So the question now is shinoi kona? So we start off with the Gemara in Bava Kama, and the Gemara in Bava Kama says that if you steal and then you make a shinoi, so the kasha is, are you now going to only have to pay back the value? Do you actually have to pay back the item? So it's machlokas beisil and beishamai, but the idea that you would be kone it is because it's gzeir sakosav that says, v'heishav es gzeila asher gazal. And if you make a shinoi, it should be no longer asher gazal. So in any event, we have this machlokas between beisil and beishamai, and they, before they answer the shayla, they bring this machlokas beisil and beishamai to a case of an esnan zona. So an esnan zona, without getting into so many details, but esnan zona is a case where a man pays a zona with some sort of, in the Gemara scenarios, either wheat or olives or grapes, and the zona then goes and transforms these wheat, olives, or grapes into flour, oil, wine, and we want to know if you can use that in the mikdash. So the question would be, again, if there's a shinoi, would that change the object? So Beis Hillel says, no, it would not be enough of a change, and Beis Shammai would say, and said yes. And we have the exact same machlokas, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, also the same type of thing of shinoi acher gzela, if that would be considered a kenyan or not, enough to be able to be konet. So the question for Tosos right away on the spot on this Gemara was, okay, before we get back to our answering of Rabbeinu Tam of how shinoi is going to change things, how can we compare gezela to this esnan zona? So with this answer that we're going to give for the comparison, that would be the ability, that would be the way we're going to be able to answer how a shinoi is able to change things for mitzvah baba veira more than just a stam kinyan. So the first answer we gave for this comparison is that the concept of shinoi, if we view it as a change in the chefta itself, then it'll make sense. Think about an esnan zona. What happened? So the guy gave the gift to an esnan zona as a grape, as an olive, as wheat. But the gift itself, those things that was used in esnan zona, that can't be used in the mikdash. But if it was changed, it's no longer that which he gave as a gift. It's a new chefta altogether. So therefore, you would say you can use it. Similarly, with the concept of heishes as a gzeil asher gazal, it's only the heishev as a gzeil asher gazal. So you didn't steal flour, you didn't steal oil, you didn't steal wine, you stole grapes, you stole olives, and you stole wheat. So if we say it's a change in the chefza, that can answer our Gemara. How so? Because if you say for Rabbeinu Tam, it's as follows. For Stam Kinyan, you have Yeish. Yeish alone is going to be Kona. But Yeish alone is not going to change what the object is. You still have a stolen object, you just might own it now. But you still might have a chiyav to veheishev es a gzeil, that which you stole. But if you now make a shinoi, so it's no longer asher gazal, and therefore it's a change in the chefza, and therefore now you still might have to pay back money, but you wouldn't have to give back that object. As another aside point, which again might be, who knows, extra credit. So it's very nice that we're saying it's a new chefza, but it doesn't really answer how it means he can keep it. Meaning, let's just say, fine, we say, okay, so it's a shinoi, it's no longer the same object. So what right does the gazlan have to keep it? So Rav Chanan, again, using the Lashon, Rav Chanan's baseline by Stam Gneva Vaveda is that the Motzi or the Gazlin or the Ganef has the right to keep it. There would be no, I assume if he took the object, he found it, he keeps it, and maybe he has to pay. Why would I assume he has to give back that object? Therefore, the Pasuk's going out of its way to tell you, V'heshev es agzeila v'es aveda. It's Dafka telling you that whatever our baseline was, which is that you would be kona the object, no, you have to go and return that object. So what's driving the fact that the ganef can't keep it or the motzi can't keep it? It's this chiyuv of veheishev es agzeila ves aveda. But if you take away the chiyuv of veheishev es aveda ves agzeila, i.e., if you make a shinoi and it's no longer asher gazal, then you no longer would have the hindrance from the pasuk to allow you to keep it. So therefore, you go back to your baseline and you'd be able to keep either that aveda or that thing that you stole. Going back to our sugya though, and it's the very end of the sugya. So that answer that we gave for the Rabbeinu Tam was great. In that idea of why we're comparing Esnan Zona to a case of Gzela, but what about the Ri? Meaning the Ri we know said that's not true. The Ri said automatically it's going to be Kona with Yeish, and therefore Shinoi is going to be able to get you past Mitzvah Baba Veira but nothing to do with the change in the chef, and the chefza of the object itself. So the Urayim is going to go along with, is going to be the answer like the Ri. So he's saying, no, the Gemara here, these two, the Gemara with Esen and Zona has nothing to do with the change in the chefza and the Shinoi. It happened to him in a case where the Esen and Zona was where she went and she stole the thing from the guy, and then you made a Shinoi, so then in that case it was a Kinyan Gezela. And that's the only reason the Gemara was comparing Esen and Zona to a Kinyan Gezela. But it had nothing to do with changes in the Chafza, and had nothing to do with making a Shinoi.